We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Are you guys in need of a top dog electrician? Because for over 35 years, Piper Electric has been the most fairly priced, dependable, and trustworthy electrical contract company in the Denver community. If you call 303-646-6765, they will give you the DNVR back-to-school hookup and save you 20% off of your next service call. No job is too big or too small for Piper Electric. They work with the top professionalism and integrity in the biz, whether it's residential, commercial, or industrial work. Don't forget, guys, call 303-646-6765 to receive 20% off of your next service call.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the DNVR Nuggets podcast, part of the DNVR Podcast Network. We are here in our set, our lounge set, debuting it. This is a world premiere.
I think we're in Studio C officially.
Studio C, the lounge set. I hope you guys like it. We got some really cool decor here. We've got the Breck Brew. This show, actually, this episode is sponsored and presented by Breckenridge Brewery. Our favorites, and not just because they send us an entire fridge full of beers, as you can see here. But we got all kinds of cool stuff. And not just do we have some cool stuff, we are hyped. It might not look at it because Brendan is our technical master over here and he's in the thick of it, but we are just seconds past Michael Porter Jr.'s debut. It actually happened.
Nuggets are winning. Would you say set the over-under at 2.5 titles in the next 3 years?
Man, we're going to have to get into it. Of course, before we get into it, to my left, Brendan Vogt. To my right, Harrison Wind. Harrison, I felt like this night was never going to come, didn't it?
It certainly did, and I don't know. I gotta say, we were obviously monitoring Twitter over the first half of this game. I think people got a little too ahead of themselves, freaking out a little bit about Michael Porter Jr. not playing in the first half. That would have sucked.
It kind of did suck, though, anyway, because this was an 8:30 game.
Sure.
We've been waiting so long, and then to have to wait an entire half, and then an over halftime, and then 6-7 minutes into the third, it was almost excruciating.
But I do think, Adam, the wait made it maybe a little more rewarding in the end, because, my God, he kind of flashed a little bit with a couple of those pull-ups and whatnot, but the first half was tough.
It was tough.
Shout out to all the dudes and dudesettes in Serbia that got up at 4 a.m. were like 9 cups of coffee deep to watch Tyler Zeller.
They're probably like 12 Breck Brews deep by now.
Yeah. Called out of work.
So, guys, this is obviously preseason for us as well. We're testing out this new post-game show, which we'd like to do on certain select games throughout the season. We'll also do live mailbag-style shows right here on this set for you throughout the year that I think will be a lot of fun. It lends itself to us being able to do interactive sort of games with the audience and just kind of have a very unique styled show. So you're definitely going to want to be following us on YouTube. This is streaming live on YouTube. It'll be archived on YouTube. It's streaming on Periscope on the DNVR Nuggets account, which was a lot of fun, by the way. Brendan, you're back in the saddle.
Dude, it feels so good to be tweeting again.
What was your favorite tweet tonight?
This is ridiculous.
It was definitely the one. Shout out to Adam Mattes for that video of the hype reaction to Michael Porter Jr. A live reaction to Michael Porter Jr.
Live reaction.
The best part about that is like 5 years later, people still think that's a real reaction.
It was. Yeah. That was at Blake Street Tavern tonight.
The watch party. So I guess let's keep talking about Michael Porter Jr. because, okay, we got through the whole theatrics of him, taking forever to get on, but it didn't take long for him to hit a shot. And how fitting was it, Harrison, that his first shot was a step back, four dribble step back mid-range jumper.
Well, the only footage we've been able to watch of Michael Porter Jr. over the last couple of years has been his high school tape. And sure enough, most of the shots he's taken in high school are like these step-back three-pointers over two defenders. It was kind of fitting in a way that his first shot in a Nuggets jersey was of that type.
I love that, you know, in that moment where he may have been overwhelmed by nerves or just a lot of emotions, he goes to what he knows, what makes him comfortable. And that's a step back jumper.
Well, it was a broken play, though.
No,
right?
It's fine.
So, I mean, it wasn't like he forced up this mid-range. It was a broken play and a shot clock. And it was almost perfect that it was that was his first.
That's
shot.
What he's comfortable with. Right. He was just playing basketball in that moment. And the best part, it was cash.
Can you imagine? He'll never say he was nervous in that moment.
Yeah.
He will never say that. I think he might say like, oh, I was just a little excited, a little anxious. He will never say he was nervous. Can you imagine how good that felt to see that first shot go through the rim?
I don't think he looked nervous. I'm not going to lie. We had so much going on tonight with like us testing out a bunch of new stuff that tomorrow I will do a solo episode, go more in depth and talk about the details, more of the types of podcasts you're used to me doing post game. Do that tomorrow. But this one, you know, there was so much going on, but I didn't think he looked nervous. I actually thought he looked incredibly confident. He even trash talked the Portland bench
after his second bucket. That was awesome.
I thought he looked incredibly loose.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, he said before, was it on Monday's practice, the operative word isn't nervous, right? Just there's just a lot going on. Maybe some form of butterflies, but you're right, man. I think he was just waiting for that moment. He's been waiting longer and with more anticipation than we have. Can't imagine how good that must have felt.
Should we just grade his performance, you think? Like,
preseason grades are so dumb because he only played a quarter and a half, but yes, we absolutely should.
Can we go to our first question here? Because I think it's relevant.
Okay, is it
a
grade?
So, it's not a grade.
not relevant.
We are doing
grades.
He's
like, Harrison, I liked what you said, but let's do something completely different.
I thought we were not doing grades.
Okay.
All right, the first question.
I want to give him a grade, but I've been overruled.
We'll give him a grade.
We'll give him a grade after I read this question. From WC_buckets. Does MPJ look stiff to you guys? Is that lack of playing? Is that his back? Is that expected? Your thoughts?
He looked a little stiff, but I don't really have anything to base it off of.
It didn't look like he was hurting.
No.
But I mean, did it look like he hadn't played basketball in 2 years? Yes.
I have to think, and we know this, guys who have been injured a lot lately in our our playing careers.
Yeah.
When you come back from an injury, at least me, I'm always a little more tentative, you know? I'm always, like, picking my spots a little more.
I never like to compare my basketball playing to, like, NBA Michael Porter Jr.'s playing. So I agree with you. I am very nervous when I come back from injury.
Right.
But Michael Porter Jr. can, like, stand still, windmill dunk it. And I just don't know if he has that same level of nerves. But he is stiff. I mean, he has 2 years of catching up to do, and he's already started that process. I mean, I think last year there was a lot of that process going on, but the game speed, there was a great quote. Who was it? I think it was Steve Nash. It was on Bill Simmons's pod where he was talking about the difference between every level you go up. It's the speed of play, but it's also the speed your brain operates. You just can't. He's been doing pickup. He's been doing different things. He hasn't done an actual NBA game until tonight.
Right.
And I mean, I think most of the year, he's going to be a little physically slow, a little mentally slow, but that's just the talent outshines.
Actually think tonight was a great microcosm of what we're going to see from him this year.
Yeah.
Because there are going to be some great moments where he hits those pull-ups right in defenders' eyes, those fadeaway jumpers on the baseline. And then there are also going to be moments where he doesn't know what the heck's going on the defensive end like we saw tonight.
Right. And some blow-bys even on the defensive end.
That's where I thought he looked the most stiff, to be honest with you.
Defensively.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. But he did have some... It's weird to call them blow-bys because they were like...
Right.
They were real, like, true, like, oh, wow, he was...
But he's very vertical, right?
Yeah.
He stands very straight up. So I understand the stiffness, but nothing worse than I was expecting.
He's also very long, though.
Right.
I mean, that's a part of it. And Denver rolled out that lineup today with Jeremy Grant. We'll talk about this in a little bit, but Jeremy Grant, him, and Wancho. And then at one point, Vlatko as well. You were joking about this, Harrison, but the Nuggets, it's weird how you add one player, and all of a sudden the Nuggets feel like they're tall.
Right.
I mean, last year they were short.
Now you have Porter.
Yeah. And Jeremy Grant.
Vanderbilt certainly helps with that. Jeremy Grant. I'm not really counting Bol Bol because he's off over there in
Bol Bol land.
Capital City. but they went from not having any length a year ago to now having like a serviceable amount of length.
They could go small and stay long now. Yeah. There's a lot of versatility, yeah. I think.
Yeah. I think we should talk about Jeremy Grant now, though. Is there more you have on MPJ? Well, more questions?
No. Unless,
you know what? Let's take
Harrison,
the questions.
Does Harrison want to give his grade?
I do want to give a grade. I'm going to give MPJ an A. I don't give out A pluses. I'm so giving funny. MPJ an A. Look, his first game back, got through without any injuries, yeah. made some shots, had some good moments. I think he gets an A.
He went hard at the basket, tried to dunk it. I think his second shot of the game was like a putback dunk yeah. attempt or something like that. Like, this is why when people were saying, did he look upright or whatever, he was aggressive in certain moments, in certain situations. I give him an A, too, and of course we're grading on a curve. If he has this game every single game of the year, he's not going to get A's all the time. But for a guy's first game, I thought he wasn't nervous. He knocked down shots. Yeah. And I had one Nuggets person describe MPJ to him. I said, well, what's he like? Because we haven't seen him. And he said, the talent just jumps out at you. Like, you can't miss it. And that's what I would say tonight. Was there mistakes? Yes. Did he look stiff? Yes. But the things he can do, it's like, oh, my God.
You saw this one when he kind of was in transition on that one play and went up to the rim and got fouled. But, I mean, he just moves like an NBA player. The way he moves out on the court, it's pretty unique.
I'll give a genuine nitpick. We heard Nikola Jokic say the golden rule for MPJ is if you're not moving, you're wrong. Obviously, it's going to take some time to calibrate to the speed. But he was standing still in some possessions. I mean, it's going to take time. That's to be expected. I'm not knocking him, but that was one area I was looking to see how active he was off ball. Definitely mm-hmm. still some room for growth there.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to come. I have to imagine when he first gets out there for his first game, his brain's going a mile a minute.
Yeah,
game is going so
the
fast.
The game itself is probably so hard.
He's thinking about everything. Okay, I get the ball. You know, what am I going to do now? Am I going to shoot it? Am I going to pass it? Am I going to dribble it? You know, maybe later in the year after the All-Star break, that decision-making process speeds up a lot.
Right.
Tyler Zeller, by the way, almost a team high plus minus tonight.
Did he play a team high in minutes, too?
He played a lot. Tyler Zeller, oh no, only 11 minutes. It was a loud 11 minutes.
It was a loud 11 minutes.
All right, we're going to throw it a break. Harrison, is it that time?
Well, we all have Breck Brews in our hand.
We do.
We're all drinking Colorado Coors.
Hey guys.
Colorado Core, only 4 grams of carbs and sugar?
Really?
Phenomenal.
I didn't even know that.
That's the kind of
the
stuff.
The Adamatis diet might not be true, but it's the
kind of stuff you're keeping track of.
Hey, man. Old enough to be your guys' dad, I got to watch the sugar.
This is true.
I think Colorado Core is probably my favorite Breck beer, though.
Really?
I think it's
oh, man.
It's quickly risen up the charts.
Avalanche Amber and Vanilla Porter, might one, two.
This is the right time of year,
but
though.
This is, yeah.
Cool. See, but I'm a light beer kind of guy. I know, kill me, but I'm a light beer kind of guy.
Me too.
So is Adam.
Cardo Core is very light.
I'm not as soft. Sugar. Prefer darker, stronger, but this is good. Anything from Breck is good.
Yeah.
We do have to take a quick break on the podcast version of this. But, we'll be right back.
If you live in the South Metro area and have been looking for top-notch customer service, extensive beer, wine, and spirit selections, and unbeatable prices, look no further than Davidson's Beer, Wine, and Spirits. You won't find a more varied inventory anywhere else. Don't just take it from me, guys. This is Michael, and he's been shopping at Davidson's since they opened.
The thing I like about Davidson's versus the competitors, it has a larger selection. And if I am going to buy spirit, then Davidson's is usually my first choice as well, because just of the size of the selection. I also like the extensive selection of some hard-to-find items.
But that's not all. Every department is staffed with highly trained specialists who can help you find exactly what you're looking for.
But I've always found the folks that you chat with to be knowledgeable. I've chatted with the spirits staff about different bourbons and different vodkas, and I am always chatting with the wine staff about different things and saying, I like this. What else do you have that's similar? Particularly when I go to non-U.S. Wines, I find them extremely helpful in helping me find something I'm looking for.
What are you waiting for? Head to either of their locations in Centennial or Highlands Ranch and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on their latest specials.
And we're back? How long?
What a very natural transition. MPJ, guys, was not the only person to make a debut tonight. In fact, you could argue in a vacuum, throughout the hype, he was actually the second best debut. Jeremy Grant.
I thought we were going to go to PJ Dozier, but Jeremy Grant.
Okay. Yeah, well, he was also as well. Jeremy Grant, man, I mean, this was a really, really solid debut for him. And it didn't even have Jokic there to, like, kind of make things easy for him.
I've been hyping up Jeremy Grant all summer. I think I said when we did that radio show in the Springs that, you know, if Denver is going to make that leap, it's going to be because Jeremy Grant is, like, one of the best six men in the entire league.
He might be wrong because he might not be a six man. But he was.
We have that question.
Millsap was good tonight.
Grant was incredible, man. Hit a couple threes, made some nice defensive plays at the rim, attacked confidently on offense. He had a couple turnovers, but, you know, I think he'll get more comfortable in the Nuggets offense. But he was great.
13 points on 5 of 8 shooting, 2 block shots, 1 steal, a couple rebounds, I think 3 rebounds.
Only 2 blocks?
And it felt like a lot more. He had so many different challenges, though.
So it's Portland scorekeepers.
Yeah, for real. That was a really, really impressive showing for him tonight in his first ever showing. And, again, without the thing we're excited for. So, first of all, he knocked down the three-pointers, right? Did he have 3 of 5 three-pointers tonight? Yeah, 3 of 5. But the thing that, you know, just the athleticism jumped off. Somebody called him the most athletic player on the Nuggets roster. He looks like that. He's just springy. He moves in the length you talked about, Harrison.
His second jump is pretty incredible.
Yes.
I think that's actually something Michael Malone said when they traded for him at that first presser they did. But, like, he can jump to block a shot, and then the amount of time it takes him to get off the ground again is incredible.
I loved that it all happened without Jokic on the floor. And then at times next to Jared Vanderbilt at the 5, were you guys intrigued? Was that just a preseason? Did that give you any thoughts? Was that intriguing at all? Or is that just like a second half preseason?
I liked it. I don't think we're going to see a ton of it during the season. No.
Right.
I loved it. Are you kidding me? So I actually really do love it. So here's the thing. The Nuggets have Mason Plumlee, and he's great. Right. He's really, really high level backup center. But going forward, there is a question. I really think the next version of the Nuggets, and maybe as early as the trade deadline this year, doesn't feature a high-level backup center.
Yeah.
You might be able to get away with a vet minimum center because when the playoffs roll around, you have these other combinations that you can throw out that are long and tall but not big.
And they're more like playoff-focused lineups too.
100%.
So this falls right into the question. I just don't want to skip him over. Rick B., Sly K, DeRuler Rick. What's up, Rick?
Wow.
Vando got almost all of his minutes at the 5 alongside Grant. Could this make Plumlee more expendable? So how far away are they from deploying that lineup outside of a preseason environment?
I think you would definitely still rather have Plumlee at this point.
Plumlee's really good.
For the regular season and the playoffs. People forget, Plumlee was like the best backup center in the league last year during the regular season. He fell off during the playoffs, was not good in the postseason. But in a regular season environment, he is a great backup center. He's a great passer. Underrated passer, I think. Just a really solid guy. I think we're probably still a year away from Vanderbilt really being relied on as that backup center for 82 games.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I would as well. But between, you know, Jeremy Grant, Paul Millsap, Michael Porter Jr., Wancher and Gomez, so tonight, the small forward position, it was basically a tale of two halves, right? Like the first half it was Torrey Craig and it was Will Barton. The second half it was Wancho and it was MPJ. You can get all of those guys minutes if you do move the last two to power forward.
True.
So I just do. I think there's a scenario where Denver picks up. Maybe it's Bol Bol next year, but maybe it's just, you know, you get one of those centers that's been around that you don't want to rely on a whole lot. But, hey, 10 minutes a night, no problem. He can handle it.
Is he going to, like, spot start
Grant? Jeremy Grant?
Grant,
I think no doubt about it, he start. I would – if I was setting the over-under for games Jeremy Grant starts this year, I'd probably put it at like 20.
How many of those games are where Millsap is taking load management?
15.
Okay, so you think there are going to be a couple games where Grant starts over Millsap?
Injury? Like, I mean, that could be that. Okay. That's just part of where, like, my, you know, I'm thinking is maybe they try to plug him in for an injury for Millsap or something like that. Or even maybe Jokic. I don't know. But I would say like 20 games. I think it's going to be a lot. And I think his minutes will be high. It's just when everybody's healthy, they might be a little bit lower.
The other side of this, though, is that Paul Millsap did look good tonight.
He looked incredible.
Yeah,
he looked great. He looked like he looks the exact same. Somebody asked me on Twitter, did it look like he changed his shot? Man, he's in his 14th year. I don't think.
14th? I think it might be more.
15th?
Yeah.
25th? I don't know.
His shot did look good, though. I think I said on a couple podcasts earlier this summer, like, if I'm Paul Millsap, the only thing I'm doing this offseason is just shooting threes.
Mm.
Because yeah. You're going to get so many wide open ones.
That first three was cash.
He got a couple tonight.
He's first team all looks terrible off the hand, though.
Oh, yeah.
It always throws me off, but he's an efficient player.
Let's go to the questions.
Yeah, a lot of these questions are less serious than I was thinking. Like, for example, Jaron wants to know, more likely, Jeremy Grant, Defensive Player of the Year, Michael Porter Jr., Rookie of the Year.
Mm. Let's take this question very seriously.
Probably Porter, to be honest.
Porter, Rookie of the Year?
Yeah.
I mean, he's fighting against one person who's like an overwhelming favorite in Zion.
Right.
But outside of that, it's like...
Could have a little bit, some votes for team success.
Yeah. We've got several versions of what does this rotation look like. That's obviously very open-ended. But Harrison, did you gain any insight into the possible rotation from the first preseason game?
Well, I've always had the feeling Malone wants to play 10 guys here.
Yeah.
And he certainly played a lot of guys in this game. When it comes to, like, the small forward rotation, who's in, who's out, I mean, if I'm going to do a quick, like, stock up, stock down here, I'd probably say Will Barton, stock up. I thought Barton flashed a little bit tonight. I thought he had some good moments.
His first shot, man, I got nervous after that first one because he came down, did a jack.
It's almost like he's reading the tweets. You know what I mean?
But from you know, where he was throughout training camp, where I didn't think he had a good training camp because he was just injured, I'd say his stock is up slightly. Torrey Craig, stock down. I didn't think Torrey Craig looked great tonight.
So everybody that played tonight scored except for one person.
Yeah.
Torrey Craig.
I didn't think he looked good on offense or defense tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
MPJ stock up, obviously. And then Wancho, I'd probably say about even.
Wancho didn't get to play very great minutes. And mm-hmm. I think when he was in, I was so fixated on Michael Porter Jr.
Kills me to say this, stock way down on Blacko. Probably not in the rotation.
He got in after PJ Dozier.
He sure did.
So do you guys agree with that about?
Yeah, I think so. With Barton, I think it was, on first watch, and there was just so much going on that I feel couched on all my takes here. But I felt like Barton was very up and down, hot or cold. So Jamal Murray had an interesting one tonight.
Yeah, certainly didn't stand out, I don't think. No, I don't think he was great tonight. I don't think he was great. Had a couple turnovers, didn't look great defensively, missed a couple shots. His shot selection was
iffy. It was early season Jamal. Right? Felt like he was maybe forcing some things, and I don't know. It just didn't seem like he was letting the game come to him.
Do you think there's anything to Jamal, like, Jokic gets to sit this out? Like,
no.
Because it's almost like if you tiered the team, it's like, okay, Jokic is up here, Jamal's here, everybody else, like, you know. And he's like, man.
You think he ever wants to sit, though? I think in that scenario, his eyes light up and he goes, I get a chance to show out.
Maybe. I don't think he necessarily looked like more aggressive tonight than he
That's just Jamal, right?
I don't think with Jokic out, he looked like more aggressive tonight than he does normally. I feel like he was taking the same shots he always does.
He had some good defensive possessions, I thought, tonight.
He had a couple on Lillard, definitely.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, so I don't know. What else we got? Are they all that bad?
Really putting me on the spot. Yeah, can you pull up yours there, Adam?
I don't have any.
You don't have any?
Well, I have one. Michael Porter Jr., question mark?
What does Tyler Cool need to do to crack the rotation? Just kidding.
That's a great one.
Yeah, we're actually out of legit questions, so that's rough.
Oh, that's terrible. All right, well, let's throw it to another break, and then when we wrap up here, we'll talk about some of the big picture stuff about the Nuggets. Harrison, what do we got?
We got to let you guys know about Total Beverage, because Total Beverage is giving the DNVR fam 30% off of your purchase of $25 or more. But you got to use the code DNVR2019. You can do that online or on the Total Beverage app.
It's 2019, to easier to remember.
Yes, DNVR2019.
What's coming up? Halloween. You got a Halloween party.
Halloween is coming
up. How much up? How much off? 30% off?
Yeah.
30% off. So Halloween, big party.
30% off your purchase of $25 or more.
There you go.
What are you guys doing? What are you guys doing for Halloween?
What am I going as?
Yeah.
It's a surprise.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's a surprise.
Harrison, do you have plans? You and the lady?
I can't say what I'm going as.
It's like inappropriate? Wow, this is a tease.
No, it's not inappropriate. I just can't say on this.
All I'll say is I may or may not be dressed up as a Dalmatian.
Adorable.
Yeah. I'll post pics to Twitter.
Oh, that's so adorable.
Yeah. Continuing on. As you guys may or may not know, Total Beverage delivers to most of the metro area, all the way from Lakewood to Boulder. And from Aurora to Brighton, they also have the lowest prices in the state. They also now have CBD products. That's right, from drinks to gummies, you can enjoy CBD products on your next visit. Don't let this offer pass you by. Order today and receive 30% off your purchase of $25 or more. Better yet, don't leave the comfort of your home and get it delivered with Total Beverage. Here's a question for you guys.
Okay.
Who impressed you the most tonight? Out of anybody on this roster. Could be somebody we've already talked about.
Jeremy Grant.
Jeremy Grant. Tonight was, about it. I mean, tonight was MPJ's night because we've been waiting the longest. It's the most high profile. But in a vacuum, Jeremy Grant, I thought.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Yeah.
I've got another question for you guys. This one comes from John Mark Butcher at jmelbutcher23. What was your favorite? Two-part question. We'll start with one. What was your favorite lineup of tonight? And we had a lot going on tonight. I don't know if you guys got to jot down notes. Anything stand out to you?
Lineup wise?
Yeah.
My favorite one was the Vando, MPJ Wancho one.
There was one Monte, Beasley.
That was it.
Those three.
That would be my favorite lineup, and I don't think it's my favorite. You know what's funny? If you ask me my honest to God favorite lineups from last year, every single one of them would include Jokic. Mm. Every single one of them.
That's not surprising.
Of course it's not surprising. But he didn't play tonight, so it's almost like,
how do I pick?
No, it's just like you get to think a little bit differently. No, that lineup to me was really cool. So Beasley's a super athlete.
Right.
Vando's a super athlete. Jeremy Grant is a super athlete. Wancho's a pretty good, sneaky good athlete, right? Because he's a white guy. Good job, Adam. And then Monte Morris, phenomenal at running the show.
Right.
So that's a really athletic lineup. It's long. I loved it. I loved that lineup.
It was a potential brief look into the future. A post Mason Plumlee, Paul Millsap Nuggets world.
An overzealous Nuggets fan one time, I in my mention said something like, "I feel like the Nuggets have three cores," and they were like, it was like Jokic, Murray, and Harris. Then you've got I don't know. You go down the list, and it ended with like Bol Bol, Michael Porter Jr., and Vando. But tonight, that's kind of like what you're talking about. It did kind of feel like this third string Nuggets lineup is dope.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I think we ought to give the people what we want. And I want to remind you guys, if you're watching on like Periscope or something, drop a quick question in the comments section. I've got it pulled up, so I think I should be able to see them.
Because I have no idea how to do that.
How long? Give me a month when MPJ might have some momentum to start. Give me a potential month where we could be talking about that.
I'm going to go with October 2020.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I don't think there'll be any momentum this year.
Really? Okay. No. I think it could happen this year.
Like when? January? What? Earlier?
Sure. All-star break. Okay. I'm not saying it'll be warranted, but
you have to remember about the rookie wall too, though. Like,
what's the path to that? What's the path to that?
The path to that is, Will Barton underwhelming, Torrey Craig being the offensive option he was last year.
Where it's kind of a weight on the offense when he's in there.
Wancho being the guy he was last year, and maybe Denver sputtering a little and they need a little jolt of energy.
So it's not off the table, but I don't see it as likely.
I'm just saying it could happen, and I wouldn't be surprised if it did happen this year.
I still think the Nuggets have three great options at small forward and one that I don't really care for. It's not a bad option. I've always told people this. Torrey Craig starting at the three is for a worst case scenario is still pretty good. But I do like the other guys a little bit better. And honestly, MPJ, I say this with no confidence that he might actually be a disaster. Who knows? His defense tonight was pretty laughable.
Another one from John. Anyone stand out to you in terms of off-ball movement tonight? The way I would answer that question would be my MPJ answer, which is like that he didn't stand out in that way. And that's what I was looking for. But I can't say I really had my eyes glued to that.
You know who I thought looked good was Gary Harris tonight. And it's not a surprise because he had a good camp, came in good shape, lost a bit of weight. We all know that. But I just thought he looked solid. And, that's what you want from Gary Harris. I think we all think he could have a big year if he stays healthy.
5 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals. So numbers don't necessarily jump off the page.
No.
I mean, he played 22 minutes.
They never really jump off the page.
They never really jump off the page with him. Yeah, I don't know. All in all, it was a good, fun game. Like it was good to see everybody again. I will say this: the Nuggets are they on national? They're not on national television this next game, right? So we are gonna have to find some stream through Russia, some dark corner of the web, just to watch this game. But this game was such a perfect tease because Jokic wasn't there,
right.
And this team is just infinitely more fun when Jokic is there. And as much as all of this tonight was great, it's like Michael Porter Jr. said. When he played with Jokic, everything was so much more easy and so much more fun. this next game, hopefully we could find a way to watch this, because I think it's
going to
be
even more
fun.
Well, I'm sure we'll be able to, because they're playing the Clippers. There will be a Clippers broadcast feed out there somewhere that, you know, we should be able to track down.
If Nikola Jokic were to go down 2-3 weeks in the middle of the season, how well would this Nuggets team hold up? Forget fun to watch. How about winning games?
I think they could go 500 pretty easily. Yeah, me too. Maybe even above 500. They have so much freaking talent.
They really do.
They're so deep.
I've always said I think they can handle that for a couple weeks. I don't think they can handle it for more than that.
When they went 500, I think they even finished like a game above 500 when they were without Millsap, Gary Harris, and Will Barton last year. Uh-huh. I mean, that makes me think, like, as much as Jokic means to this team, they could survive it.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, hopefully we don't. Hopefully that's a question, knock on wood, that we don't have to ever figure out. Guys, if you haven't subscribed to DNVR, we got so much great stuff. I'm so proud of the work that we've done over the first 3 weeks, basically, of this launch. We have 15 player previews. If you haven't checked them out, these things are incredible. 10 minutes, basically, on every single player. Video, there's a little bit of humor. There's a lot of analysis. There's some awesome graphics. We spent a lot of time to make on these. So you're going to want to check those out. They also form the basis for a show we're shooting on Thursday. So you're going to want to get familiar with those. Some awesome other stuff. We have an explainer series. I did a big deep dive today on one of the Nuggets' most common plays. We have some great articles up on the site right now. We have a great new shirt up on the site. And then, of course, this podcast. So a lot of different ways, but you're going to want to subscribe. $3.74 a month. You can get all of the premium content, or just buy, you know, get that, and you get our new We Don't Skip Step shirt, which is 100% totally dope. Before we get out of here.
100% totally dope.
And you know that because of how cool I talk. Yo. So I guess before we get out of here, who wants to pull up our reviews? We said we're going to read our reviews, and we have some funny ones.
I'll pull them up.
I got them right here if you just want to read them off of mine. Yeah, you know, I believe in show prep, and
that makes one of us.
We have 97 five-star reviews, which means if you hop in, there's a great chance you can be the 100th reviewer.
What are we going to do for the 100th reviewer?
Ooh. Should we do like a free shirt for whoever comes?
We could do a free shirt.
The 100th? Well, I guess we won't know who the... We'll have to do the 50th. No, I don't know.
All right.
Screw it. With no free shirt.
Let's read some reviews. This one comes from Scott C315, Nuggets fanatic from Pennsylvania. What's up, fellas? Scott from Allentown, PA here. Just want to commend you guys on the great podcast all week long. Listen to you guys for about 2 years, and all three of you bring great intel and comedy to the pod. I wish nothing but the best for you guys, and I will support as much as I can. By the way, we need Chris Marlowe and Scott Hastings on a season preview pod.
We need them. You heard that, Scott.
It's not our words. It's
not our words, man. You got to come on.
Don't disappoint them.
We love those guys.
Shout out to commenter Scott, though. That's love. We appreciate you.
Do you think that was Hastings' burner account?
I can only hope.
It was Scott. Next review has another Big Three reference, so very excited for this review. Ooh. This hopefully comes from the Weatherman 53.
We haven't vetted these, have we? This might be terrible.
Come for some of the best Nuggets talk on the web. Stay for Brennan Vogt's third wheel prowess. He's the Rambus to Harrison and Adams, Magic and Kareem. The Kerr to their Jordan and Pippen. The Mellow to their Linsanity.
Oh! That last one's good. I am only 5% offended because the references were elite.
A+. This is my favorite review we've ever gotten. This is from Syfy.
This is from Syf.
Syf. If you consider yourself a music junkie and like artists like J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, and also love Denver, go listen to a really dope artist named Syfy.
Shout out Syfy. We respect the hustle. Bro.
That is based out of Aurora, Colorado. He brings a soulful homegrown vibe to some of the best instrumentation I've heard in the hip hop genre.
If he does say so himself. I'll just say this, Syfy. Don't get mad when the intro music tomorrow is yours.
No, well, he's just send it to us. Give us access.
He goes on to say he is DNVR's artist of choice before recording most podcasts. Listen to him on any music platform. Just look up Syfy. That's C-Y-F-E.
Hey, Syf or Syfy, if you're listening to this, man, get with us. Email, send us some of your music. We will play it on the next show. Or as soon as we get it, we'll promote your stuff, man. We got a 5-star review from you. We're going to promote your stuff.
That's how
easy we are.
Yeah,
we're really easy.
I've got two more to...
He didn't mention...
We had two more?
A couple more to read before we get out of here.
Okay.
Longtime listener of both Wind and Mars's podcast, still missing Christian Clark.
Oh, shouts to the homie.
Pour one out for the homie.
And love the addition of Vote. Taking advantage of this read all 5-star reviews offer, though, to indulge my OCD. This is good. Harrison, there is no X in especially.
Thank you.
And Adam, there is an L in Timberwolves.
Do you pronounce the L?
Timberwolves.
No, you just say it wrong. Say it one more time. Timberwolves.
That's a sound border.
Boom.
Brendan, you're good. Obviously, I only noticed this stupid stuff because I've consumed every minute of content you guys have put out. And seriously, so excited you guys are all together now. Happily subscribe today. Keep the ball popping.
Oh, my God. I love this dude, even though he makes fun of my L's. What's his name?
That's from Trumbolito.
Trumbolito didn't pick up on an even bigger thing. Harrison Wynn says forward. That's your biggest, my favorite, like, speech
That's
thing.
Forward. Hit me up on the
power
fame.
Forward.
Boulder kid.
This last one?
The Fish 222 says, I'm out in Los Angeles, and this show keeps me informed of my favorite team. Way to go, guys. And then finally, Tractor T. I don't know if we read this one yet. This 5-star rating is not for this being a sports podcast, but a sleep podcast. I think I read that one.
Read it again. Read it again.
On Monday's show.
I love this.
Tractor T says, I've tried everything from Lunesta to melatonin, but nothing knocks me out like sports reporter Harrison Wynn talking about the Denver Nuggets.
Unbelievable.
I think we'll leave it right there.
Shout.
Stop bullying Harrison.
Thanks so much, guys. Honestly, your support means so much to us. Obviously, as we start this new venture, we really appreciate these. We have fun with them. We enjoy reading them on the air. So keep sending them. Keep getting them in. We want to get this pod up to a full 5 stars. Thanks for tuning in to our... Hey, you got to cut off this Periscope. Thanks for tuning in to our Periscope, to our YouTube, and everything else. We'll see you guys all tomorrow.
Let's go Buffs.
Hey guys, before we get out of here, you know how supporting local businesses is in our blood, so we're super excited to tell you about Denver Rubber Company. It may not be what you think it is, because Denver Rubber Company is the most reliable local partner for your long-term projects. Since 1972, Denver Rubber Company has provided the highest quality of products, from custom die-cut gaskets, molded rubber, to custom contract manufacturing custom hoses. DRC offers innovative solutions to serve a diverse line of industries, including aerospace, pharmaceutical, construction, medical, military, electronics, and so much more. An ISO-certified company that will work with you from design to final product that is both cost-effective and will meet your requirements. If you're in need of custom design, material selection for your project, or have a deadline to make for a large order, do not hesitate to call Denver Rubber Company, 1-800-259-0010, or visit them at drcfirst.com/DNVR.